And is the battle over waivers for those small refiners or even big refiners over yet, or does that continue from NCGA's and other ethanol backers' perspectives?
I would contend that that battle is just getting started. We do believe, as we've heard reports from media and others, very few details have come from EPA. We understand that some waivers may have been granted to plants that are larger than what's allowed under statute. And so we are looking at our options for challenging the EPA's decision. It is a hardship standard. And when you have companies receiving waivers under a hardship standard that took in $1.5 billion in profits last year, there needs to be a new definition of what constitutes a hardship.